A 2018 study by the Erie County Commission on the Status of Women found women comprise 52% of the county's population, nearly 50% of the labor force, and 53% of registered voters. However, only a third of elected offices are held by women, and most of those are in the suburbs. Since the city of Buffalo was incorporated in 1832, only 16 women have been elected to its political hub, the Common Council.
It's shocking and appalling.
Kartika Carr is a lead organizer for the interfaith social change nonprofit Voice Buffalo. Carr sees the lack of female representation on the Common Council as a social justice issue.
We believe that inclusion across party lines, across racial identities, gender orientations, all of those things are important. When there are issues that are coming up in the community, we need to make sure that everyone is at the table so that we have a well-rounded view and can come up with collective solutions.
Several women were endorsed for council seats by minor parties this year, but their petitions were disqualified. Outgoing Fillmore District Representative David Fronczak says candidates have to do their homework.
If you don't get on the ballot, that's kind of ridiculous because it's pretty, you know, you just read it and understand it. And show it to an attorney, show it to other people. You know, a couple of women that ran didn't know what the rules were, and they got thrown off the ballot. So that the fault was theirs, really, when you come right down to it.
Diana Chihak, founder and president of Women Elect, sees it differently.
I feel like Buffalo is a bit of a parochial town, and it always has been, and it's been tough for women to break in and break through that glass ceiling here. And so those numbers regarding the Common Council are not surprising to me at all.
Women Elect is a four-month program that helps women get ready to run for elected office in Buffalo, Rochester, and Auburn.
It's been dramatically easier for women who have graduated from the program in other areas to be accepted into the party structure and supported when they run for office. And that has not been the case here in Buffalo. You know, in the suburbs, they might feel like they can make a bigger impact because it's a smaller community. And maybe Buffalo feels, you know, a bigger fish to fry. But I do have a number of women who are interested in running and who have tried to run for Common Council and for a number of reasons have not been able to make the ballot.
Bonnie Russell was the last woman to hold a seat on the Common Council. It took two tries and without any major party endorsement. She was the only female member for a decade, representing the University District from 2004 to 2014.
It was wonderful, and being the only woman all that time was really great. No one individually treated me different. I had a district to run with over 30,000 people, and there was no time to play games. Maybe because I didn't look at myself as being any different. I looked at them as being just as equal as they were. It was my job to get what I needed for my district, just like it was for their job.
When Russell left to work at Family Court, she recommended someone to take her seat. A former chief of staff for council was chosen instead. She recommends any woman wanting to run for elected office to first decide what kind of person she is and be ready to sacrifice for the constituents you serve. Both Carr and Chihak say a lot of work still needs to be done in this area.
I often say that Western New York sometimes is behind on a lot of the issues, but I think we are currently in a moment where we're actually starting to identify what those barriers are and how we can better support each other. And I think we're entering into a moment where we're starting to be more collaborative and less divisive.
It's demonstrated through study after study, when you bring women into positions of leadership, they perform differently than men do. And so making sure you have parity, you have a balance of all those voices, is going to lead to better outcomes, both for economic growth in the community, but also quality of life issues.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.